I am here to remind you that we spent nearly 16 months working on this project, and continued delays concern me.
Well, hello there. I'm Eric Etheridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. Welcome back to another episode of Prairie Beat.
If you're new to it, it's our weekly news podcast from us here at Prairie Public. Now, that voice you just heard in the cold open there may sound a bit familiar, especially if you have a really good short-term memory. That was Charlie Johnson, who we actually had on the pod last week, talking about the upcoming decision, I put in quotes, on Fargo's long-anticipated convention center.
Yes, Charlie spent about 13 years heading up Fargo-Moorhead's CVB and also served on the convention committee, which spent all those months floating several options for locations for this convention center. Last week, when you talked to Charlie, Fargo's city commission was weighing four different options. It was between Brewhalla, the Civic Center downtown, Shields Arena, and the Fargo Dome. And they had an informational session last week. This week, they were supposed to choose the location at their commission meeting.
Yeah, we should say that those locations were ranked by the committee in the order that you just spoke them there, Danielle. So if you're listening to us on Wednesday when this episode drops, that meeting took place last night. I know, Danielle, you were watching intently. Now, Charlie told me last week, and you could see it in his eyes. I felt it. You could feel the whole vibe that he was very concerned and almost telepathic about a decision not being made. The exact wording he used, actually, that they'd be, quote unquote, crazy if they didn't make a decision. And as it would turn out, they did not. The commission voted unanimously to put the decision off until at least June 22nd.
Now, I know one of the things Charlie Johnson was concerned about, of course, is that, you know, all this work has been done under the current city commission. All the members of the commission were actually on the convention committee, and most of them attended all the meetings. And he said there really was no reason why they shouldn't be able to make a decision. And the looming issue, of course, too, is the election that's coming up on June 9th.
And the concern there, of course, would be, would the new mayor and city commission be before a decision was made?
Now, the reason the commission delayed the decision, they said, was because they still wanted to fully weigh the financial risk between the two locations. The Brewhalla spot and the Civic Center downtown are the two that they're looking at. Commissioner Denise Kolpak made the motion to delay the decision until June 22nd.
I've said from the beginning, an apples-to-apples, side-by-side financial impact for this very, very big decision has to be thoughtful and thorough. And right now, I sincerely do support both for different reasons. I still haven't seen the side-by-side financial, and part of that is because we didn't begin with the same inputs for both to get to the same outputs for both in how we look at that.
That motion was seconded by Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, and the commission ultimately voted unanimously to wait.
Now, Danielle, I know that the city of Fargo does have some budgetary concerns, so I guess this isn't the wildest thing I've ever heard when it comes to making large financial decisions on behalf of the citizens of this city, but it sure is cutting it pretty close when it comes to the seating of the new mayor and commission. Do I have any reason to be cynical?
Maybe. I mean, it is a good point, yes. But let's just make sure that we have the timeline correct so nobody gets confused. So between now and that June 22nd meeting, the current commission is supposed to be getting this side-by-side financial report from advisory firm Baker Tilly. The election will take place on June 9th. The new mayor and new commission will not be sworn in until July 6th. So in theory, does the commission have time to get this decision made? Yes, they do. And when Commissioner Kolpak made that motion, she did so with the caveat that the current commission is the one that needs to make the choice because they're the ones who've been in it this entire time.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So even if they're a lame duck, so to speak, as long as they get it done before July the 6th, then the decision still could be made on their watch.
Yes.
And that really is crunch time. Now, I believe June 22nd is the final meeting of this commission. There is one more before then, right?
Yes. Mayor Mahoney actually asked the city attorney, Ian McLean, if they could get the financials in time for the meeting on June 8th.
They've been looking at this for several months by just curiosity for all the things you put in there.
Assuming they have to get some financial information from both proposal teams. Now, both proposal teams have been very diligent, and anytime we ask for anything, it is quickly given. They were giving some pushback on June 22nd, so I think if I said June 8th, which is really like a June 4th deadline, they'd say no.
All right. Well, it's looking like June 22nd is do or die time.
Yeah. And it's still anyone's guess, you know, which location it will end up being, too, the Brujala or the Civic Center downtown. Rocky Schneider attended the meeting last night to make one more last pitch for the Civic Center location. He is executive director of the Downtown Community Partnership, and he is also administrator of the city's Business Improvement District.
This is something that took years of public input and planning so that neighboring properties and neighboring businesses can understand what the future of these areas are. That's why I look at this and see the Civic Center proposal is what the city has planned for. It's planned for years for that property to redevelop into something like this. It's why I'm here supporting that. I think as the BID administrator, we're prepared for that challenge, as 90-95% of all convention centers are located in a business improvement district, because you have to manage beyond the site.
Right before the unanimous vote, Mayor Mahoney said this decision will not only be one of the last decisions made by this commission, but probably the most important. So it really sounds, at least to me anyway, you know, despite the delay, the appetite really is there to make that decision on June 22nd.
Each proposal has great thoughts, great ideas of why theirs is better or worse. But what the commission really has to do is make a decision what makes best financial sense for the city. And I think the Baker Tilly is the final chapter we need. We've asked for that. I think as we sat on the committee, we asked for that. And with the 3% cap, it really makes every decision we make more critical.
In the end, Commissioner John Strand made a motion for a due diligence report for only the downtown Civic Center location. Commissioner Michelle Turnberg voted with Strand in support of that, but that motion was struck down 2-3. So the final vote for the full due diligence report was voted for unanimously, and that is what will be happening.
Okay, now, we're trying to read the tea leaves into that. That one really got my attention last night. John Strand's motion for the due diligence report, but only on the downtown Civic Center. Does that mean, like, they favor the downtown Civic Center and just want to dot the I's and cross the T's? Or are the financials sort of more in question with them? And
It's really anyone's guess. You know, maybe he thinks he doesn't need any more information about the Brujala location and he really wants more on this one. It's anybody's guess. Whatever the case, that's not what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, so. One thing that we cannot do on this podcast, or pretty much anybody on this planet can do, is read the minds of the city commission here in Fargo, much as we would like to believe that we possibly can. All right, okay, so not just the convention center in Fargo, but lots happening around the state. What else have you and Todd and Dave been up to?
We have over $700 million worth of projects. That's almost double.
Well, road construction season has officially begun in North Dakota.
Eliminating the Iran nuclear threats, eliminating their ability to bring the world economy to its knees by controlling the Straits of Hormuz, and then eliminating their ability to create havoc with their proxy groups.
Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk stopped in Fargo yesterday to meet with local business leaders, and I had the opportunity to ask her about a few other legislative things going on in Washington, D.C. And the Democratic MPL of District 11 in Fargo has selected Adam Goldwyn to finish out the term of Representative Liz Conmey, who passed away in a plane crash about a month ago.
All right, certainly no shortage of news. So much for the slow summer months, right? All right, thank you, Danielle.
You bet. Be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news, or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
That'll do it for this week here on Prairie Beat. I'm Eric Deatherage.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.